And Drew Storen has done it. A save in the first ever postseason win for the Nationals.
I love that organ music. They are playing our song. An exciting day ahead for the Nationals and their fans as we all get ready for Game 3 of the playoffs against the Cardinals. The first home playoff game for this team since baseball returned to D.C. And I don't think anyone could be more excited about it this morning than principal owner Mark Lerner of the Nationals, who's joining us on WTOP. Congratulations. It must feel great.
Good morning. Yeah, it feels pretty awesome. It's the day I've been looking forward to for a long time.
Well, you've dreamed about it. I mean, since working to get a team here in the first place and in the years in between, I mean, it's just got to feel so rewarding, so good. The team is being held up as a model of how to do things.
Well, we appreciate that. We've tried to do it the right way and build something that's lasting and will produce pennant and playoff contender every year. We just didn't want to be a one-year wonder, and I think now the result of all of our hard work, and especially Mike Rizzo and his terrific staff, is really showing up.
How are you sleeping these days? It's down to a best-of-three series.
I didn't sleep tonight because I thought I'd oversleep and had the usual panic attack that I missed all the interviews, but like opening day it was no way I was going to sleep.
You know what? The team seems so excited about being in the position they're in too, and they seem to feel like they're going to be a team that's going to contend for a few years to come.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I think most people feel that we're a little bit ahead of schedule as far as the. Many games they've been winning, and they completely believe they're going to go all the way. And I'll go with them if that's where they go.
Who wants to argue with that kind of confidence? You got to have that confidence. I mean, not too cocky, but you got to have some confidence if you're going to win. Davey Johnson he's magical as the manager here. I know you guys want to keep him around. He no doubt wants to stay. How quickly before you get a new deal with him worked out?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be something worked out as soon as the season's over. I don't think anybody really wanted to focus on it when we have so many important issues in front of us, like winning games. So I'm sure Davey will be back next year. We're very confident in that. And, you mentioned about the team. I think the team has a quiet confidence. They're not cocky. They just feel good about themselves. They felt that way since the first day of spring training.
Yeah.
They believe they would go a long way, and they've proven it to everybody. And it's just a great clubhouse, a great atmosphere to be around this team.
He's a little calmer than he used to be, and I think they've picked up on that.
Oh yeah, there's no question about it. Davey, you can't tell what you win or lose with him. You know, he's always has basically the same kind of emotion no matter what, and he doesn't scream. He does everything in his office if he has something to say to a player, but the team knows that that he has their back, and he's always there for him.
It's been interesting to see the change in the fans too. From there's always been a few diehard fans, but a lot of people have just been willing to spend some time at the ballpark and go out and see a game. Now you've got a lot of diehard fans, and it must feel so good seeing so many people walk around wearing Washington Nationals shirts and hats, things like that.
Absolutely, and now we deserve it. I've said for a long time, they're not going to come until we have a team on the field that they're proud of. We've reached that stage now. The fans have been coming out. And, we moved up in our attendance numbers tremendously this year, and it's only going to grow from here. I think the offseason is going to be terrific. So, we're very proud of it. I think we've built something to last. And also we had to create a whole new fan base. There was no fan base here really to speak of because of the 33 years. So we've been working hard, as having families come to the game because that 8-year-old who came in 2005, it's 6 years later. He's a year away from driving a car to be able to come to a game.
That's awesome.
So we're in it for the long haul, and I think that's the way to do it.
Mark, before you go, I gotta ask you, how's your dad, Ted Lerner, taking all of this?
Well, he's obviously very excited. This means so much to him. It was his vision and his determination to build this team the right way. He had the most patience of anybody. He's going to be 87 years old next week, and he says we're not rushing this. We're doing it the right way, and if he can do it at 87, be patient about it, then I think it's a good lesson for all of us. But the other night when we clinched, he had that tear in his eye, and it brought tears to my eyes and my entire family. It was just it was a special moment, and I'm so glad my mother and him are in good health to be able to enjoy this moment.
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't be happier. Happy for you, happy for the team. We're happy for us. Mark, there's a lot of happy going around here today.
Yeah, we like it. Keep
there's
it
a
going.
There's a lot of October natitude, guys, and we hopefully everybody will wear red today when they come to the park, and they're in for a special day, something that I think most people will never forget.
Great. Well, I hope you get to enjoy the moment almost as much as we are. So that's terrific stuff. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you both.
Great
Mark
talking
Lerner,
to you.
Principal owner of the Washington Nationals.